Welcome to another teaser preview episode of Deep Dives and Rabbit Holes. Just ask that for the villain on Twitter at comic_syndicate on Instagram. Here's my boy and co-host.
Hey, it's RG at RG Flores on Twitter.
What's up, RG at RG Flores on Twitter? How you doing, homie?
Good. Glad to be back at it.
Cool. How was your day?
Good. Busy, but good. Not going to reference anything that's time sensitive, but go Dodgers.
As Yankees are getting smashed up, but yet again.
Yeah, by the time you hear this, they'll probably be eliminated. But at this point, it's good times.
Right. By this point. All right, man. Let's hit it, I guess. Dude, I guess I brought together this one, and it's just a random topic. So another throwaway episode topic for us, and I figured let's go with something that we're both familiar with, that everyone is familiar with in an odd way.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, what's it going to be? And I'm like, you know what? Let's go. And it was your idea in a sense, too. But I'm like, okay, well, let me go through mine. Niche groups.
Yeah, just people who are fanatics of certain things that are not maybe considered commonplace or common day-to-day stuff. It's more like something you that has their – you know when they're a part of this.
You know what, though? And then going through my list. And the first one I wanted to attack it was I want to talk shit – kind of on bros. On
oh, they said hipsters. I'm like, no!
Oh, hipsters I'm going to destroy. Foodies that we wanted to go.
Oh my God, I love foodies. Hipster but foodies.
Those are those niche groups that I wanted to talk to. And as I kept going down these roads, I'm like, we're all guilty of all.
No, we're all a part of one.
Yeah.
We're all a part of one. And what's also I realized as we're going through them, a lot of these are need more, like, an episode of themselves, or at least half an episode just to themselves, because a lot of these, we're just gonna, for me, mainly skim, get you a basic idea of what it is, but some of these, I'm like, wow, I really want to, like, go deeper in there and, like, go through the, maybe a little bit more history, a little bit more behind-the-scenes kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So I'm excited.
I totally back you up on that, because, like, even going through them, I'm like, ooh, more details, and, like, just going down each of these and why they're a thing is its own separate fucking podcast.
But I love this. A lot of these I never knew about, and I'm like, wow, I can't believe there's a whole world dedicated to this. And these are people who are not like, oh, it's a pastime stuff. This is like, a lot of people are like, dedicate large amounts of time and money to these. And I think that's where I kind of go into like, okay, this is what, for somebody to be like a true fanatic, it can be like anything, and a lot of stuff's kind of cool, like to be a part of that world and see people like that, you know?
Yeah, agreed, dude. Okay, so in that sense, I guess, in that aspect, let's go through them. And again, initially, my job or my thing was like, let's just bash a few of these, like, they're so crazy or so in my mind, they're like,
yeah, and I have some weird ones already coming up. Also, I think at the end we'll do the whole what do you consider yourself in?
Oh, trust me.
And then I will.
The overview was going to be an over-encompassing, like, well, I'm bashing myself too. Okay. And this is why I love doing these podcasts, dude, is like, it's honestly self-reflective. Okay. Like, a lot of these we've done are like, by the end I'm like, I want to bash, but at the same time it's like, I'm bashing myself.
And there's some
odd, and I'm cool bashing myself, dude. Like, making fun of myself.
And there's some odd ones where that's come up because me and executive producer Victoria were saying some stuff. And it's ones where it's odd ones that it kind of gets into your vocabulary and you're like, where is that coming from?
Okay.
Like, certain, like literally, like, fans of something where it stuff even comes into your vocabulary.
Who was it? Interesting.
Okay. So, like, Battlestar Galactica. Mm-hmm. I saw parts of it, right?
Yeah.
So my brother got into it and he saw the whole thing, whatever. But then the series that was on like 10 years ago, whatever. Mm. And even if you didn't see it, day to day you'd meet people and they would say frack. Frack this, frack that. Yeah, and even though they were like hardcore fans and that was their world and a lot of people were like dressed up, do all this stuff for it.
It caught on to, but people to say lexicon, frack. I guess.
Yeah.
Right?
But it's when it gets involved. But you don't even notice when people are in this world and they're showing you they're part of this world, but you don't even catch it because you don't know this world.
Awesome. Awesome.
Also, like, because the one that reminded me is,
you guys told me one.
Fork.
Yes, that one. I don't know why.
It's something stupid, but I thought it was just funny. No, it's a TV show. The good Place?
Don't know.
But it's another thing. Like, you said, even told us, like, where are you? I've heard that before. Where is that? But it's funny how, like, fanatics or stuff of like certain groups and become.
You got it, dude.
Yeah,
and you're like, I mean, it's cheesy, but if anyone knows that one.
Oh, that's stupid. That was like another Darcy. She was all in. Was that?
Oh, fuck me, everything, dude. Oh. Keep on swimming is whatever. Like,
I don't fucking truck, but I tell people to keep on trucking.
Yeah.
But that's part of the that's a community.
What the frick's a gigawatt?
Like, gigawatt?
Yeah. So, yes.
This thing is nuclear? Or, stupid.
But it's kind of similar.
Yeah. Because then we're like, what the fork? We're like, why are you guys using fork? You're like, why are people saying fork? I'm like, oh, it's so stupid.
One of my homegirls said fork, and I'm like, what the fuck? Just say fuck.
No, it's like, fork.
I know what you're saying. Yeah, yeah.
Stupid. But anyways, let's go. Let's get to our first one.
All right, dude. I think my list is longer than yours, so I think I'm going
to
go
first. We'll see. Let's pull out our list.
Here's one that's a niche group. I guess this one would be from the late 1960s, early 1970s.
Mm-hmm.
Bodybuilders.
Okay.
And honestly, before I even go on from there, a lot of these ones I came up with because my Instagram account, guys.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Do you want to explain it or say? Because it's my Instagram account.
Okay, you know how weird it is? You're like, I have to tell you, Joe, seriously, if you show me one more oiled up guy in the Speedo, I'm going to freaking lose it.
Yeah.
You're like, look who started following me. I'm like, what's with you and all these, like, buff guys following you?
Okay, so it sounds odd, yes, guys. But because I'm into so many random fucking things. So cosplayers, comics. I'm into fitness people, fitness models. I'm into people that work out and some sort of acrobat sometimes. Yeah. But because of that world, my Instagram followers are just weird.
Buff Speedo guys.
Not just that. But every time I show you, like, ooh, look who's following me now, it kind of makes me feel good. it makes me flattered.
I know. I feel that in his league. Yeah. But that's you were saying, because that was the whole Schwarzenegger when he came over the – was it
Mr. Olympia?
Mr. Olympia and all that stuff.
Yes.
That's where skyrocketed. Because back then, before them – it was nobody worked out.
Not really.
Worked like fit was somebody who ran and maybe like mostly that. Like ran and was just active, maybe did some climbing and stuff like that. But, or just did manual labor.
Yeah, that's pretty much
what it was. But nobody like actively went. Even it's still in some kind of like in, it's catching up more in my family in Mexico. But to them, it's still weird. Like,
yeah.
Oh, you go to the gym.
Fit. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you go to the gym. Do you go somewhere to like work out? Like, why would you go work? Get yourself tired.
Exactly.
Oh, you go somewhere to run. Why?
Why do it?
Yes. But it's still part. And over here, it's been such a huge part since like the '60s and all that.
It's part of our culture. So technically, it's a niche group.
Yeah.
But again, like I follow female bodybuilders.
Yeah.
But it's weird because again, back to my Instagram is very eclectic as fuck. Like, very eclectic.
I've seen it, yeah.
But following fitness women that work on themselves, and then I guess I get into their world and they decide to follow me.
Here's the thing. It's oddly, I know two girls that do professional.
Got another one.
Oh, you need chopsticks?
Yeah.
It's catching flies with chopsticks. That do, not bodybuilding. What is bodybuilding?
Yeah, but it's competitions.
Yeah, but it's a whole thing.
And
like, it's not just like how big you are. It's more like
tone,
show all my definitions. Yeah. So show all the muscles.
Grease yourself up and yeah.
I knew a girl I work with and I didn't know she was into this till one day she puts up a picture on her Instagram. And I'm like, why is she putting up a picture of a bodybuilder? And then like it shows her.
Holy shit, it's her.
At a competition. I'm like, when did this happen? Because when I knew her, she was like not anything like, I don't know if she just, like, cause it got into that world.
Yeah.
And then another, I think I told you about, she, a friend, she was always athletic. She danced. Mm-hmm. She was athletic, a dancer athletic.
Yeah.
And I don't know what it was, but she's always kind of those people that she needs to be a part of something, like a group, to kind of get her motivated.
Okay.
So it looks
it happens to
her. And
lot
she was always
people.
Naturally, like, fit.
Mm-hmm.
So I think she got into it. She's like, well, you're really, like, toned. Like, you should, like, get a competition. And she likes the idea of, like, what comes with it.
Yeah.
Certain things. So next saw a picture of her, and I'm like, whoa. She's like, and she was always, like, not buff. I don't say buff. But she was muscular.
Okay.
But then, like, that. But I was like, dang. And then she was showing, like, stuff like her next competition. And, I mean, good for her, man. Because I know her, and I know she needs something like that, which is good. But
it's not a bad thing, especially like if she's focused and she enjoys doing it.
Yeah.
Now, again, back to my Instagram, which is where a lot of these came from, and this idea. Like, I'm getting a lot of weird followers right now.
Yeah.
And then once I go down this road, you're going to be like, that sounds like her Instagram account just like.
Well, because like you always tell me like okay, the girl that bodybuilds, cool. I like, I guess it's just everyone has their own type. For me. Overly, like, anybody, like, I think just overly, like, it's not really my thing. I like fit.
I don't, and I don't need fit in my life. I don't. Like, I'm cool with curves on a woman, dude.
I'm okay with just,
like, I love
like growing up, when I was, dating and when girls just walked into my life. With women, it was always like I just wore into like girls that played sports.
Kind of, you know what?
Yeah, they didn't have to be like in super shape, but like girls. I remember high school girls that played soccer. I was like, oh, the soccer team. I was hanging out.
Was cool with fucking.
I was a groupie on the girls soccer team.
Yeah, field hockey girls.
All these girls. And then growing up, girls that like they didn't have to be like super fit, but like
active.
And even at the gym with the weight the bodybuilders and all that, I'll run into them because I lift weights, but I'm not. Like, I would never let myself go to that extreme of, like, okay. You can't even move.
It's exactly.
Like, I just want to go kind of, like, because when I played football, I liked the feeling of working out and building muscle.
I have a feeling this is going to go long already.
Yeah.
This is barely the first one.
Yeah.
Okay, let's cut it here real quick, since you did bring it up. Well, I brought it up, but to end it, I want your opinion. Like, okay, and our listeners, too, listeners out there, how do you guys feel about how buff is too buff, or yeah. How fit is too fit?
Keep in mind, Batman has 9 abs.
But he's a stud.
Yeah.
Now, there are some women where it's like, that's a little too scary for me. And even like giant bowling balls for
that's stupid. Arms, when they do the injections and all that stuff, yeah. Like under like the poison. I don't know.
And I want to do injections anyways, but even like natural, just working at it. Like, I don't want to be like fucking Popeye arms.
I like sleeves. My workout shirts when I lift weights have sleeves. I'm not sleeves, but like, yes, short sleeves.
Okay.
But there's guys that you can't even. You have to buy special shirts, yeah. And I'm like, no, I just want to be like a certain thing. I would never be like, because it's just like that's total dedication. That's same. Like I don't want to be those guys that carry around those big old bottles of water because have the creatine in there, the proteins. Yeah. No, I just want to be good.
To top off my first one is I appreciate men and women if the hard work. That's great.
Yeah.
There's a little too much for me. Like, I appreciate women of everything, whatever they do. Yeah. I love curves, though. It's just sometimes it's too much. So, go. Yeah. What else you got?
No, I'm just saying, man, like, in all these two, like, whatever I say, like, I want to, like, laugh about it, but I'm making fun of it. To me, it's like, as long as you find something you care about.
Kind of, yeah.
Find your people. Cool. Find your people.
Like, initially, like I said, I wanted to attack, but then I'm like, no, like, it's still I'm a not cool attacking. Fucking thing.
Yeah. I'm an outsider looking in. Yeah. So I'm
although there's one I'm going to make fun of for okay. Sure, or two,
but fucking hipsters like you always do. Sorry, I like flannels.
Millennials, okay. And I'm like a flannel tea. Guy. Anyways, okay.
And I like craft beer.
Do you have your next one?
Oh, okay.
Or do you, yeah, you rock and roll, man. Do you have a list or do you want to go to the next one?
No.
It's, you know what? Let's go to my next one, dude.
Go to the next one.
Which is kind of encompassing the same type of deal.
Okay.
Number 2 is going to be fitness models, fitness nuts, fitness ass women.
Okay.
So the 80s fitness thing happened in the 80s.
Yeah.
Like, when we were growing up as kids, and everything was about aerobics and shit.
Yeah.
So the fitness trend.
Yeah, the again, tights and all that.
Not jazz bad. Aerobics. Spandex, yeah, yeah. Not a bad thing. Great that you're keeping in shape.
Well, you bought into it. It's kind of like what's the one that's now what you
teach? Tybo?
With? Oh, Tybo was a thing.
Oh, actually, another niche group. Yeah, yeah.
Another niche group. No, the other one. You have to talk about it. Rule number 1.
Oh, hold on. I'm getting there. Okay, actually, that is the next one. Number 3. Now, this is the one I'm going to make fun of.
Yeah.
This one that came out era about the 2000s, and it was created, I guess, some dude. I should have wrote down his name. And like we said, we could have deep dived any of these. And this one I found out started in the year 2000, and it started in Santa Cruz. I used to live out in Santa Cruz. And this one is CrossFitting. CrossFitters. Yeah. Okay.
What, you don't like being able to jump on the roof? Just, like, jump so high you can jump on a roof?
How often are you going to need any of those stupid fucking
stuff? Oh, you'll feel stupid when everyone's jumping. All the CrossFitters are jumping over walls.
And I love the way you premised it first because I really need to hear it from you. What's the first rule of CrossFitting?
You have to talk about CrossFit.
You have to talk about it. You let everyone know you're a CrossFitter.
Yeah.
How do you feel about it? Have you ever tried it? What do you try it?
No, I can't even say like I'm against it. I just kind of more, I know the culture and I have people that I grew up with or went to school with that I know they're into it and they've done it. My thing is, if you want to tear your ACL, tear your ACL.
Right. Yeah.
You want to roll your ankle, roll your ankle.
Yeah.
But with all this fitness stuff, as long as you're not like, you can honestly get hurt in anything. I can be like lifting weights in a barbell, like, I fucking drop it on my foot or something. But the thing is, nowadays, hey, as long as you're doing something that gets your ass out of the house, gets you active, doing something. And also, too, when you do a lot of work, because I've noticed, you tend to think twice about unhealthy behaviors.
Yeah, yeah.
So it could be like, for me, like, oh, I know I got a gym tomorrow. I got to do something tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So I'm not going to drink today. Yeah. Or I'm like, no, I'm not going to eat that, whatever, because I have. So it keeps you, kind of helps you accountable because you know the hard work you're putting into something. So, I mean, whatever, believe in it or don't believe in the CrossFit, but like, hey, if it gets you motivated and you're healthier, cool. True that. But yeah, it's just, I think it's more not even the work, it's more like the attitudes and the personalities that come out of CrossFitting.
Yes. And again, like you said, busted ACLs and shit like that. Like, I don't believe in the explosiveness you need in a workout. Like, okay.
Mine was always slow and steady.
You know,
when I went in football and I lifted weights, it's like depending on what you do. If you want to do bulk, you do heavy. So if you want to do
tone, more, repetitions, mad repetitions,
just mad repetitions. More reps and the other way around.
But you know what? I'm not gonna fucking be doing hanging clings and just what's up, bro? What's up, dude, bro?
I post myself on Instagram at the gym. Right? I don't really talk. Bro. I do more of the chin nod. What's up? So and then you lift, and then you have to face the mirror because you have to like. You see yourself.
Oh, you do it to yourself? What's up, bro?
Bruh.
Most common CrossFit injuries, lower back pain and strain, anterior knee pain, tennis elbow. These are all the explosiveness, dude. We have Achilles tendonitis, rotator cuff tendonitis, rhabdomyolysis. So, yeah.
It's all from the explosiveness.
That's all from the explosiveness, dude. I'm cool without the explosiveness.
Are the torn ACLs from trying to jump over like two-story buildings?
Yes. So, again, I love it, dude. Those are the first three I have all encompass one, which is a sort of fit.
Okay, here I got one. This is funny because I've actually met one.
Go for it.
Trekkies.
You know what?
It's not as maybe more in like the 90s, 80s. It was a huge – I mean, still huge. Trust me. But
my list. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, please.
So, Trekkies will start, of course, with the original the original Star Trek.
Yeah.
So it happened, just people were fans of it, whatever. So perhaps it was the first major gathering happened in 1967. Let's go back to the 60s.
Yeah.
When Leonard Nimoy appeared as Spock at a Grand Marshal of the Medford Pier Blossom Festival parade in Oregon. He hoped to sign hundreds of autographs, but thousands of people appeared. After being rescued by police, he said to the police, "I made sure never to appear publicly again in a Vulcan disguise.
Okay.
Yeah. The actor wrote.
I would never go as a cosplayer. Yeah.
That was.
What's up, dude? You got to walk off, dude.
So that was the deal. So that was like the first time it showed like a Trekkie thing popped up and stuff that, you know?
Which is a huge fucking thing. It's a niche fucking group.
Yeah. And it's the first time it was ever coined was in 1967 by science fiction author Arthur Saha. He applied the term Trekkies when he saw fans of Star Trek, the original series, wearing pointy ears at a convention.
Okay. Makes perfect sense.
Yeah, in 1967. So it started back then. So I've actually met, like, a Trekkie. But this is...
Please. Actually, go ahead. So I'll piggyback you after this.
I'm sorry? I'm sorry.
You got the fuck out of you. You're going to love it.
My wife, one more time, we're dating her old boss. This a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
This lady, she was a doctor, and one day she's like, she's gone, she's going to Vegas.
Okay.
And I'm like, why is she going to Vegas? He goes, she has a Trek convention.
No shit.
A Trek convention. I'm like, why? And this woman, like, you see her, she seems very...
You don't expect it.
She seems very middle of the road, like quiet woman, reserved. You know, very, very reserved. And then, like, she showed me a picture of her at the convention, all dressed up in the whole officer, it's whatever. It's a
trip, but it does happen.
Yeah.
All right, okay, I'm still on board, dude. What you got?
No, and just saying that the first convention ever devoted to the Trekkies was in 1969 at Newark Public Library. So this has been going on since the 60s, late 70s, early 70s.
Okay. And to piggyback yours real quick, dude, I honestly have on the bottom of my list is, dude, comic book fans, Star Wars fans, MCU fans, DC fans, comic fans, everyone that goes to Comic-Con, just in general, dude. So just to piggyback that, like, I'm like, okay, I wasn't expecting you to go there, but it's a fucking thing. It's a culture.
Yeah, but it's funny. But that's another thing. Some of these are, like, could be cosplayers?
You know what? We're going to go into that, too.
So a lot of these, like, CrossFit and all that stuff, there's some that are very outward, you know, and there's that the members have to be very outward with, like, talking about what they're doing.
Yeah.
And there's some that are, like, day-to-day whatever, but then they switch it on just for that, whatever it is, and they go into their own world, and it's their own thing. But it's, like, I don't like the whole Star Trek thing, but, I mean, like, it's cool. I mean, like, if you, like, love something that much, to, like, dress up like it.
I like Star Trek. I grew up on it. It's Star Wars over Star Trek for me, dude. I would be a Star
Wars guy. I like the Star Wars, like the characters.
It's all about
in
the
it.
Sith, man. It's all about the Sith.
I like the characters, but Star Trek, I grew up during the New Generation.
Which were great.
So John Luke.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So John Luke and all that stuff. So you, number
Not
one.
That?
So okay. I grew up with that one, Data and all that stuff. So, but I was never like, I was, that's kind of the first time I kind of really got into science, because I love science fiction.
Yeah, sure.
And
sure.
That's one of the ones where I kind of started interesting, but I've never fully, like, hardcore any of them. Like, I enjoy Star Trek. I enjoy Star Wars.
Okay.
But I've never, like, what I go dress up, you know.
Well, okay, let's go piggyback right now. Do you want to go into cosplay?
Yeah, because that's...
Okay, let's go back to cosplay. Okay, let's do cosplay. Okay, cosplay is another one. It's a huge one right now. And how do you feel about this? Because I have several minds about this one. I love the fuck that people will take the time out of their day and lives to build, construct these extravagant costumes and look kick-ass. How do you feel about cosplayers? It's a niche fucking
I follow some Instagram. It's hardcore because they plan their vacations, they plan their lives around conventions.
Conventions, yeah.
They hardcore. The ones that are hardcore, they make their own stuff. They make their own costume, their own weapons.
Professional, looks dope.
They do all the stuff. They'll tattoo themselves to like they do. It's hardcore. It's like a world, and that's a lot of times when you see them, they're like, okay, but then they go into full character.
Yes.
Or like, and the following is huge, and a lot of them, that's their job. They fund themselves selling. Pictures and posters of themselves.
Yes.
And also selling, I think that's mainly it. But,
calendars, everything.
Calendars and
like,
all
like
that stuff.
Giving photo ops.
But they're celebrities at conventions. They have lined up.
Kind of.
And they're, because they
kind
well,
of.
I'm saying, if you know,
no, you're
but
right.
But they sell.
I want to say yes, but like that's where the two minds
and a lot of, to a lot of guys, that's their pinup models.
You know what? And that's the odd thing. Okay. You continue and then I'll jump in. Closing thoughts on that one because I'm not done with these ones yet. Go for
The cosplay?
Yeah.
No, I just want to point out like.
And it's beautiful though, dude. Again, the hard
work. Oh, no, it's cool. Like some of the stuff that people pull off, like, this is amazing. Like, because then you see them and like, wow, you did all this work. Like the hair, they'll make their own wigs, their own boots, belt, like everything. Tiptoe, whatever, head to toe.
And it's about every character across the board. Cartoons, Disney characters, Disney
princesses. And then there was a joke I was made to you, like, with the cosplay, and I'm like, you know, when I say welcome to your jersey, I'm like, oh, you're doing NFL cosplay. That's cool, guy. Because I'm like, technically, funny. When we wear jerseys, we're going to wear cosplaying because we don't play football. We don't play baseball, but yet we're dressing in a way kind of like if we were playing professional.
It's the same thing that thing we talk about where fantasy football is Dungeons and Dragons for football fucking jocks.
That is accurate. Yeah. That
is pretty much what it is.
No, so I just wanted to add like a little brief, just the history of how it's been around for years.
Mm.
It's been around since like the pre-20th century where like in carnivals in Europe, royal entries, like they always dressed up masquerades and all this stuff. Pageants, Renaissance. It was always been a thing where you dress up as could be like characters in books or just like different mythology stuff.
Yeah,
but you were dressing up as something.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But the first time it goes, like I say, everyone's going to have their own story, but according to the internet, with the first time cosplay started being used, the term cosplay is a Japanese portmanteau of an English term costume. So it's a combination, of course, everyone knows costume and play.
Okay.
The term was coined by Nobuyuki Takahashi, that 10 times fast, of Studio Hard. Studio Hard? I don't know what that is.
That also sounds...
I don't want to go there. I want nothing. No, I'm not going to Studio Hard. Oh, God, I need the girl. Okay. While attending the 1984 World Science Fiction Convention, Worldcon, in Los Angeles, he was impressed by the Hall of Costume fans and reported on both Japanese magazine... He reported this in the magazine My Anime.
Okay.
Takahashi chose to coin a word, rather than use the existing translation in English term, masquerade.
Okay.
Because the translation into Japan, in Japanese, as it translated into... aristocrat costume, which did not match the experience at WorldCon. The coinage reflects a common Japanese method of abbreviation, which is the first two moras of a part of a word are used to cover. So,
yeah.
So it was first time coin was in 1984 back then. So it's been going on for way longer.
Masquerade,
but what we consider it cosplay, that's kind of the first time it was coined in print. that word cosplay just to the Japanese.
Okay. All right, let's go through the rest of these, dude.
Wait, do you have any more? Question. Would you ever?
I'm glad you asked. I would love to, honestly, but at the same time, I would hate for people to stop me every 5 seconds, literally, at a convention.
And take selfies with you when you're not noticing?
Yeah. No. Or just
mad dogging while you're...
That would be my whole day, every 5 seconds getting stopped to ask for my picture. Yeah. I'd want to be Gambit, if anything. And I would shoot everyone down, and I would make me look like a dick. But then again, I'm that guy, though. At every convention I go to, I'm like, let me take a picture.
And you don't want somebody going like, ooh, can I have your autograph? Or can I take a picture? And you're like, $5. And they're like, nah, I'm good. No.
Which, it happens. Okay. No more breaking down any of these, because we're really short on time. To end on cosplay, do I want to go there yet? No. Remind me to wrap around, because it's the ending thoughts we're going to be on cosplay.
Okay.
Let me hit, I'm still going to be on sports suit, arm wrestling championship, darts, thumb wrestling.
Over the top.
Right over the top, 1987, Lincoln Hawk.
Every time I see a truck driver, I wonder if they have like that arm wrestling, that little spring machine thing.
Working on their
Arnold.
Arms. Niche groups. Have you ever known a thumb wrestler is a fucking thing, a dart thrower?
Do I know like food, what do they call it, professional food eaters? No. Some of them are really skinny.
They really are.
They probably regurgitate. But still,
it's true. Okay, do you have any other ones?
I think I have one. Like we said, we can't because it's a lot. This is a whole world behind them.
Yeah, let's just go
through. So I'm just going to go through them. Kind of, I noticed, but some of these are.
And again, like you mentioned, you also, like, these are worth its own full episode just to deep dive and dive
into. And this one, I like. I won't go into it because this is a shitload of stuff. But I love it because I love the authors and the genre and all that. Steampunk. Mm. I'm into the whole brass industrial stuff.
Okay,
whatever. There's some but I've always loved Jules Verne and H.G. Wells. Like the world they portray, world they create, and that their characters live in.
Yeah,
I love it. And it's just a whole Victorian Wild West kind of Victorian kind of mixed
clash thing. Between.
Yes, anything that involves steam machinery and all that stuff. And like, what was it? Oh, what was that movie called? The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. It was Victorian.
I love the fuck out of it. Yeah, yeah.
And the whole with the Nautilus and
Nemo.
And then the whole world they were all, and they all the weapons were like, even though it's like kind of like all this stuff's like that submarine not run the steam, but future is like the combination of like future with past combination and all that. So I always found that
I'm awesome. Totally down with that, dude. Okay, I do like steampunk, and they fall into the category of cosplayers, though.
And girls in corsets.
All right, cool. Yeah, actually, yes.
And goggles.
Like you had mentioned, without noticing it or knowing, beer snobs.
Fucking, oh, that's so dick.
I mean, technically, it's a fucking
niche. No, it's become...
And I love beer, but, I mean, going to breweries and, like, beer snobs. And I'm not just saying people that go to breweries, because I go to breweries, too.
But I thought you said beard snobs.
Oh, beer?
Okay. And I was looking at you.
You know what?
And I'm like, they're all a-holes.
But we're not hipsters, at least.
No, but they're one.
And hipsters are a fucking other niche group.
Like, yeah, well, guys with beards are always like, oh, you can't grow one. Too bad, buddy.
I don't
see. As they're combing it away. But you were saying, okay, so beer. Yeah.
I love beer, and just in general.
It's a beer thing. Of course
it's a beer thing.
But it's a whole genre. Like, some people are just like, I'm just going to grab a beer and just take it home and drink. I don't care.
Yeah.
I like it, whatever. But, like, I like going, I like the atmosphere. I like the people, talking to people. I like running into other beer snobs and other beer aficionados.
Yeah. Well,
who was it?
Sometimes.
I love them all, because since I can talk back and go back and forth.
I can, too, but some of them are like, ooh, no, the palate.
Who was it?
Fuck you, you're in your palate.
Like, it's funny, because, like, Christine, we're with
you. Oh, yeah.
She, I never really talked to her beer, but, like, when we went to the Rise Against.
Yes, so we were at the Yard House.
Yeah, we were, and she, like, she asked a question, and I'm like, oh, you're a beer snob. Because like, when you sit down, you start looking at everyone with beer, and you start pointing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what? I recognize it, because I'm like, I'm a fellow one, so I ask the same questions. I'm like, it's all good, because I'm used to it. But I like I said, I always enjoyed it. I got into it more, probably like in my mid-20s. My friends own a brewery, so I got to see a little bit more behind the scenes.
Which is dope, dude.
And I like exploring. And I like different types of beer, but I'm not going to be judgy.
Okay. And do you have any other ones?
If they want to drink water.
And again, none of these are bad. Like, I mean, if I had the time, I would be a beer fucking
star. I've drank Pabst Blue.
Next one's going to be bicyclist, artistic bicyclist.
Oh!
stupid. Go ahead.
Oh, I don't even know her name. I forgot about her name.
So apparently Archie somehow found someone on Instagram, and she was an artistic bicycle.
I didn't know what it was. I'm like, wow, this woman, this girl from Germany was like riding her bike, standing on her bike, doing these tricks like on her bike, but it was like artistic. And I'm like, what is it? And I'm like,
it's weird because it's the extent of or comparable to, as a young kid, I've seen, okay, BMX riders, like trick bikes, but like not necessarily doing tricks or Papa Willies, but like the way they're riding their bike, pedaling on their hands and like upside down. Like, and it's apparently a fucking thing that it's more artistic.
I think it's more Europe, because according to a lot of the major competitions,
pulled up the same
one. You saw the same chart. I was like, once I got to that like diagram of like the arena, I'm like, I don't know, that's too much. There's too much stuff.
Anymore. Yeah, yeah.
But this has been going on for like what, 80 years at least.
At least.
Yes. Oh no, the first unofficial was 1888. So over 100 years have been going on.
And they're the joints on the bike and the certain things.
And there's certain rules. Like, you can use certain bikes. There had to be certain rules. There's team.
I didn't know there were teams, dude.
There's team. There's the pairs.
Okay.
There you go. The pairs, 6-man team, 4-10 means singles pair. So this is a huge thing. I don't think it's been Olympics. But,
I don't think so.
I saw her, and it's intense. It's cool. When somebody's doing it, you're like, how the crap are they doing it? And even she said, if I get a chance, I'll tag her on when we release this.
Definitely.
She's had injuries, because it's dangerous. Because if you fall...
You eat shit, dude.
Yeah, because the bike goes one way, you land the other.
You're from a certain height, and you pivot, you post to stop or break your fall. You break an arm doing it.
I love it, because she'll post videos of herself doing tricks, and I love seeing people that are walking by going like, what the fuck is she doing? Yeah. What the fork is she doing?
I started following her because of you.
Yeah.
And I'm into bikes anyways, like BMX. Like and give me trick bikes and give me...
Yeah.
I'm into that.
But I've known that. I've known like the BMX, what is it called? X Games.
Yeah.
A lot of X Games come out more. Yes. Like and I think maybe the Olympics had any little X Games stuff is getting into the Olympics.
Yeah.
But I saw her, and I never knew anything in this world. If you ever get a chance, hopefully, like I said, I'll remember to tag her in the post or when we release
the episode. I'm totally going to forget.
If you're listening to this, Google artistic cycling.
Yeah. And it does look
Instagram, because a lot of people post video, and when you see it done, you're like, what? And it looks easy, but I am not even going to try it.
Yeah, no. And I love biking again anyways, and once I started following her long-distance bike, started following me. That's why I would show you, we're in Italy and we're doing a bike-a-thon.
And here's the thing. Queen, because I didn't do any. Bicyclist, same thing. Because bicyclist started following me. Well, not following, but like, watch that. Mm-hmm. I never noticed. I'm like, you know what? Because you said that they're dorky, their outfits.
They are. And it's a niche group.
But when you're hardcore, like you don't wear those suits when you're casual. You wear the suits because you're like...
You want to be aerodynamic. I get it.
And you wear the goggles and all stuff. And there's very, very attractive bicyclist women. And it's their group. And they like take pictures. This is how... When you know you're hardcore bicyclist...
And the scenery would be dope.
They take pictures of their bikes. They take pictures of their new riding outfits.
And the ones that follow me say something like, this is the only love I need in my life. And it's kind of cute. That's a sexy looking bike.
She takes
it really is.
She takes a picture of herself like in her bedroom with like her bike.
Yes, and it's beautiful because it's like I would be the same way with like, ooh, look at this comic book cover. It's like same type of deal. Like I can't talk shit because and that's why this whole niche group thing was initially bashing, but now I'm like, no, it's fucking cool that everyone has their own taste that they fucking like, love, and appreciate. All right, are we done from there?
If you want to drop any more before
foodies,
I love foodies.
I love food.
I love hole in the walls. I love food.
Love the fuck out of hole in the wall.
That's why when I was dating, I never like a turnoff for me was girls that are picky.
True.
Foodies there's stuff I don't like.
Yeah.
But like explore hole in the walls. I eat any kind. I eat Persian food. I'll eat Japanese. I've had Vietnamese, Mexican, Peruvian, Italian, Cuban.
All the colors of the rainbow. Give me
old Latin America.
Oh my bad.
But no, I love foodie because my wife's cousin, he big time foodie, and I love hanging out with the guy because he's like, bro, Well, he didn't say bro. But
he's
like, I never said bro. Hipster, dude. I'm like, this is cool. He's like, I got some avocados. Okay. We're going to make some guacamole tonight. I'm all dope. Right. He's all nice. Okay. And I'm like, I'm pumped. Let's make some avocados. Let's make some guacamole.
All right, we're going to wrap around. We're going to finish it up. And you're going to agree. I don't know
the question, but sure.
So skateboarders, still in sports. And I went more sports than I like your route you went. We're going to go car clubs.
Especially in California, there's a lot of them. My cousin belongs
to me more, like, classic cars. Like, don't give me dropped cars. I don't need anything.
You want more restored fucking. You need stuff that's restored, dude. Not, like, for the beauty or vintage. Cut up.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, more like that.
Give me, like, super sports, dude. Yeah. And fucking, muscle. Yeah, muscle.
Make noise. Wake up some people. Make some alarm. But, yeah, my cousin.
You hop your car as high as you want. I don't give a fuck. But, again, it's their world, and I do good.
When I was driving here, Anaheim, there was a guy next to me, like, in a pickup. Yeah. And he had a hydraulics.
Yeah.
Because at a stoplight, I'm like, I just hear But, yeah, my cousin drives. I drive, too. He's a Volkswagen club, so we restored a Volkswagen bus.
Okay. Oh, you have mentioned that, Mexico,
yeah.
Right? Okay.
Yeah, and, yeah, Michoacan.
And those old Volkswagen buses?
And it's him and his family.
Vintage and
classic. Yeah, and he restored it. So him and his family, like, him and his kids, they go out to a club, they'll hang out. It's cool, because you'll see them, like, at a ping, and they'll see all their cars.
I dig.
But they're more restoring than, like, chopping up.
Which, again, isn't a bad thing. Next one is going to be probably the last two, NFL. Sports in general, MLB, NHL, NBA, MMA. We are all part of a niche group. Like, that's what it comes down to. Whatever you do.
Well, we cosplay the uniforms.
That's what we do. I mean, essentially, that's what we do. We cosplay as wear your team's jersey. Guess what? Well, guess what you're doing right there? You're cosplaying.
I told you, and I forgot who I was talking to. I would say this, like, sports. I'm a big Dodgers fan.
What? Lies.
I'm a big Dodgers fan. Since for the last, like, 30 years I've been, but I told him being a fan is like being in part of, like, the worst relationship ever.
Yes.
Because every
the ups
year,
and the downs.
Yeah, every year you have ups and downs, and at the end you're like, I'm done emotionally. I'm done. So you quit it, right? It's so the summer thing's over. During winter you recoup.
Yeah.
And here comes
and it comes back. And
here comes the flowers, you know, springs will come in, whatever, all the shit. And you're feeling good. You finally feel like you're emotionally healed. Yeah, it's like, and here they come again. Yeah,
life.
Like, yeah, hey, right. I've changed.
I'm
gonna be better this year. Things have changed. You know what? We're gonna make this happen. We're gonna at the end of the year.
I'm gonna make you happy.
Yeah, I'm gonna make you happy. This is gonna work.
I've heard
out.
So many lies.
And you're like, no. Times. And then you start hearing, like, they're telling you this, like, we'll get a new player or this, or it was healthy or blah blah blah. Like, I train. I hate.
You should
I hate
see my sport. Roster right now.
I hate sports writing because it's so stupid. It tells you nothing. I'll get into that later. But
it's a great analogy.
And then you bring up,
though.
I've had my heart broken like 25 times. And they're stupid me. Here I am still watching them.
And then it's not just one, because then we give up one sport to go for the next sport. And it's like,
it's like your rebound.
Yeah.
And now I have my winner because I like football and basketball.
Getting hurt, though. Like,
and then they break your heart.
And it's a beautiful thing. That's a thing.
And you get emotionally connected.
You really do.
When we got knocked out last year, I was like, the next day I woke up and I'm like, okay, it's a fresh new day, stuff like that. Yeah. So,
I'm like, fucking Archer, that was a dope fucking playoff game. You guys went like 15 innings. You guys scored like 21.
Yeah, but we lost.
Back-to-back home runs.
It's great. Dope. That's what I told you. It's a great game for somebody who's not involved.
It was dope. No, but you're right. And that's why, again, talking about these niche groups, you find something you're passionate about. It's not a fucking bad thing. None of these things are fucking bad. Guys, like, if we're talking about something, Rosanna from The Office, she's a cupcake maker on this fucking site.
She makes food art.
Yeah, food art. Like, anything like that. Just cooking in general is not a bad fucking thing. Like, nothing we love or are passionate about is a bad thing.
In another one, and you live growing up in this area, Disney fans.
Ooh, okay, let me go there. Okay. Okay, let's wrap around here real quick. Okay, so we're going to go back into Disney. Okay. I'm going to interrupt you because I said I was going to wrap around to cosplayers one more time. Now, let's talk about double standards behind these.
Okay.
Real quick, and these are the closing thoughts after our baseball, and we should be passionate about these things.
Okay.
Now, these cosplayers that I work a lot. Mm-hmm. Like, I work a fucking lot. And these podcasts on the side still work, but fucking fun work. And it's probably fun work for these cosplayer broads that don't work a damn fucking day of their lives, but they just literally, like, take pictures of themselves in a bra and panty set. with a fucking Pikachu fucking helmet on. And they make fucking bank.
And don't ask me how I know this, but a lot of them, they're so into it, they get implants.
Yes, they do.
Because
yes,
then you're like, that's not real. Mm-hmm. I mean, because I'm... So never mind, I'll get into it. I'm a aficionado.
Now, same type of deal, though. Like, the double standard behind that is, like, a guy coming from my point of view, I love cosplayers because of what they do.
Yeah.
That they can make money off of the side the way they do, that's not the kicker for me. The kicker for me is these broads that say something like this, and this is a direct quote from someone.
Okay.
Entrepreneurs, if you want to call them as well, dude. This one really pisses me the fuck off on several accounts. Entrepreneurs, these cosplayer bros that go out of their way. If I have 3,000 followers, why don't I have $30,000 in my bank account? I don't appreciate lazy because, again, like what you mentioned, was these guys that have to pay for this shit.
Yeah.
Now, I don't need to pay for a lap dance. I don't need to pay for a kick. Does that make sense?
Here's the thing.
Now,
too.
This bitch offended me because it's like, bitch, you think you're hustling and you're kind of shitting on your fucking people too.
That's
but
great.
This is your quote unquote job. It's like, do you know what hard work is, bitch? Like, no, and I that's what pisses me off. People like that piss me the fuck off. Am I wrong to get offended by that?
No, because I made a thing.
We're going to let the dogs bark?
So I never when I dated and stuff, I didn't like going to like, or ever go to like strip clubs and all that because I have a weird thing. I'm like, why would I want to pay? If I'm going to, it sounds terrible. If I want to bait a girl to lie to me, like I'd rather just go out and go with the movies or go to get drinks with a girl.
That I know.
Cause you feel it's a little bit at least more genuine, you know? To me, like if I'm going to spend $40-$50, might as well, I don't know.
Although I dated a fucking stripper. She was cool people.
I wonder if I ever knew a stripper. I feel like I have, but I don't know. But the whole thing like that.
You
don't
need to fucking pay for it.
Pay for it. Because, like, you always feel, like, confident. I'm like, I don't need to pay for it.
Yes.
Because then it's like, I don't know.
Now, not to say anything. Now, on the flip side about that is the double standards. Now, I'm glad we're going to end it because this is the overview. Now, the double standard to that is I watch porn straight up.
Okay.
And I know, well, I don't know porn stars, but I follow porn stars.
Mm-hmm.
And there's this one porn star that went to. Fuck me.
Went to fuck me.
Okay, went to fuck me. I always do that sometimes. She went to Austria or something for some sort of gig, and she's a big old fucking pothead. And she posted up some picture of herself. Nothing sexy. Nothing. And then someone's like posted like one of the ones that hit her up was like, wow, if I'm out there, how can I get at you?
Yeah.
And she's like, what kind of girl do you think I am? And I'm going to block you right now. Now, this is this quote-unquote porn star's fucking response. And then her next Instagram post on top of that was like, buy my pocket pussy at this way. So you can fuck my fake pussy all night long, but I'm going to get offended if somebody says, so how can I get at you? Like,
but
the double standard? Double standard or
we're
not?
We're in a weird world right now.
Oh,
and
fuck
me. I believe... Oh, fuck.
I hate people right now.
And this is the thing where...
With a passion.
Mary, I have a daughter, so... But you shouldn't have to, like, you're not responsible. Like, yeah, nobody has a right to attack you. You have the right to have your own personal.
Homeboy didn't even say, your ass is banging, bitch.
No, I get that. So, but I'm saying, like, we're in this weird world where we're that thing. But the thing is, like, I want to teach my daughter, like, you should have the right to do whatever you want.
Yes.
But you got to be smart about things.
Yes, yes.
Don't be doing certain things. And then guess what? There's guys that are a-holes or guys that are blah, blah, blah.
Well, it goes both ways. Yes.
Don't put yourself, like anything, like in danger. Don't put yourself in danger.
Yeah, agreed.
Okay, it's avoid it. So with her, it's more like you don't understand, like you don't, it's like a double stand for herself. Like don't tell a guy like, oh, I'm this thing, but then this thing. So you're good enough for the money.
Yes.
But you're not good, now you're offended by blah, blah, blah.
And
is it because he was, if he would have, it sounds terrible. But yeah, I get what you're saying though.
Okay. So, again, I thought that was, those were two.
I would unfollow her. I would follow anybody that I feel like they're just into themselves, they're just idiots.
Yeah.
I would unfollow.
Yeah, agreed.
And there's plenty. I'm like, I'm sure, like, guess what, guy? Just go anywhere. Go on Instagram models. You'll find a million.
Oh, yeah. Now, here's the double flip side to that, too, now. Look on Instagram, and yes, the shit women can get away with, especially in the quote-unquote bullshit world we're living in, where poor you broads, guess what? Poor all of us. Honestly, my opinion, honestly, but the shit that you broads can have, like, 20,000 fucking hits for dressing up skimpy, and a dude can get fucking 10 off of fucking a deep dive in a rabbit hole.
Oh.
Like, serious shit. Like, let's talk about real shit compared to, if you want RG to wear skimpy shit, I'll fucking take pictures of homeboy.
I'll rip these sleeves off right now.
The double standard to that, though, again, is women can get away with it. Now, yeah. The double standard on top of that, women don't want to feel small or insecure or whatever you broads feel. But then the double standard is there's a thing called, back to yours, Disneyland.
Yeah.
DILFs of Disneyland.
I don't think I've heard that one.
Now, if anyone, guys, I did not look this up. I was told. And you know what? Honestly, I did because I'm like, this isn't a fucking thing. And it's really the double standard for this is, do you know there's such a thing of DILFs of Disneyland? It's pretty much women taking pictures of fucking studly fucking dudes or even abbed out fucking dudes or bras.
So that's why I was being followed at Disneyland?
That's exactly why you were.
I thought they thought I was a celebrity or something.
Do you feel like you were being eye fucked? Because that's a thing, trust me.
All the time. I'm used to it. Oh, okay. Oh, okay.
Come on.
We're going to go quick. Remember when we came up first? Certain women, they know who they are. They'll ogle guys.
Yes.
For a half hour.
Yes.
And they're like, oh, dude, I would totally, blah, 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 blah. But if we said, like,
say something, look at this, you bitches get fucking it.
Oh, twisted. These animals, these pigs. I'm like,
you were just talking about his abs and his ass in front
of him. Oh, dude, I would so, blah, blah, blah. I would so wreck. And isn't that, like, blah, blah, blah.
But you bitches are married. Oh, but I would still fuck him. Oh, okay. Okay.
But then Joe shows me a female bodybuilder, and they'll say, or Joe says, like, oh, look at this girl, whatever.
Look at her tattoos.
Look at this. And then. They would be like, oh, look at these guys, blah, 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 disrespecting.
Exactly. Double standard, right?
Because girls can say certain things, but if a guy says it's disrespectful and it's degrading toward women.
Yes.
But yeah. When they say, we're like, oh, I'm like, oh, you're looking sexy. And I'm like, I know. But my thing
they
is.
They can get away with
it. But if I say something, they're like, oh, grow a pair.
Yeah.
So a guy can't complain because we have to grow a pair. Girls, we tell them not complain.
It's a fucked up world we're living in.
So I have to just accept. Women ogling.
Which last line on that one of the paragraph is going to be, which is also a fine line of fucking hypocrisy.
Okay.
Like, let's not be hypocrites here. Like, okay. Let's find. And this is what is always great about these conversations is it's a talking point.
Yeah.
And let's find the fine line between all of our, about ourselves.
Yeah.
Like, let's not be hypocrites. Like, again, I wanted to bash all of these and it's like, by the end, it's like, no. Like, let's not be hypocrites. Let's appreciate shit.
Yeah. But
let's not go as far as these by my fucking by just size's pocket cock. Like, okay, but you can find that at Sick
by the way. By the way, so they brought it up. Thanks for bringing it up. I didn't bring it up.
And lastly, foremost, I'm guilty of this, dude. We all are, dude. To a certain degree, we all are. But when I have to ask you for money, that's where I just can't fucking do it, dude. Like, you know, that's pretty much where we're coming from. Niche groups, but each niche group does have. Just like everything in life, there you have to take the good with the bad.
But then I wonder too, with like, see, we can podcast as long as we want. We can get old and fat and ugly, which hopefully doesn't happen for a long time.
We're going to win first place. You're going to get right behind me in second place.
Oh, we made a deal. If we come in first and second on the Studly competition, we're going to get ourselves some Philly cheese sandwiches.
Yeah.
That's how we reward ourselves.
Yeah, yeah.
So. No, I was talking about Philly cheesesteak. You made me forget what I was going to say.
The end, the wrap up, the double standards and the hypocrisy. Let's not be hypocrites. Let's not, like, it's the good and the bad between each of these niches.
So my thing is, too, when I see, like, the Instagram models or the cosplay, I'm like, that's great to make you money, but what's your end game?
Exactly.
Guess what? And I don't know, sad there's, like, a guy, like, buy. I'm like, oh, because I get annoyed with guys that are like, oh, look, I bought her posters. She said hi to me.
Yeah.
Dude, who cares? Yeah. You just paid for a high. Like, I'm just very like, no. I'm like, I'm not going to give somebody money to lie to me. I'm just weird about that.
Yeah, yeah, same. Like, honestly, off the podcast, I've been wanting to go to a fucking, hopefully your lady doesn't listen, but getting us into a fucking porn convention. Would you go?
No, Joe.
Interviews. Dude, that's content.
No, Joe.
All right, sweet. It's good. I'll count you out right now.
Totally.
Shit we can do now, it's like...
Who are all these women? Hey, Stacy, blah, blah, blah. Hey,
hey, RG. You're RG at RGFlores.com.
Joe, look. She just went back to her blonde. She wasn't blonde before. I mean, where am I?
Okay, so again...
This isn't a candy convention.
It's stupid. It is a candy convention. But to have this podcast turn into something different compared to where we started.
Yeah.
Good conversation.
Yeah.
And are we assholes, listeners? Like, women, don't look at us like we are those dogs. And even though we do say things, like, if you want to hear worse, listen to the Comic Syndicate, because I'm probably a bigger asshole there.
And keep in mind, like, I'm always speaking, whatever I say for women or against women, like, I'm also actually just asking to get an opinion, because I really sometimes, I don't know. And a lot of stuff, and remember, I'm basing all stuff because I'm thinking about, I have a daughter and I'm married, so I get that both sides, and I'm like, I get all this stuff, and like, and that's what I'm making my arguments about women and like the guy that said,
we don't say it like we don't say anything.
Like, I respect everyone has the right to do what they want to make them happy, exactly. But at the same time, people gotta be smart and don't do stupid stuff, put yourself in danger.
We always say, dude, is be aware,
because you're like, oh, well, blah blah blah, this guy, I can't believe this guy, like they said, that guy said something to me, which it was a stupid,
how can I get at that? And that's all that he said.
Which you expected, like anything, like, oh, you, it's like the car models, like, oh, do you come with the car? Oh, you, blah, blah, blah. It was a joke.
Yeah, but it's so true and so stupid. All
just everyone, guys and girls, just be smart. Don't put yourself in stupid.
And don't be hypocrites. Like, again, like, this is a self-reflective for me.
And if you're, like, and if you're selling your, well, I guess we're all kind of selling ourselves. But at that point, like, physically selling yourself, like...
You can find the Josiah's Cock at sickwitted.com.
Yeah.
All right, man. Where can our listeners find us on top of that?
And RG. RG's will soon be back in stock after being sold out.
Oh,
and,
nice. If I could clap, I would.
the next 1,000 run will be in soon.
Awesome, man.
Just in time for Christmas. Oh, I
know, right around the corner, guys.
Right around the corner. Valentine's coming around the corner.
All right, man. We're going to listeners find us the podcast every
time. You can find us at Deep Dives and Rabbit Holes, the podcast on Facebook. And, oh, thanks for everybody who has been sharing and liking all that. That's great. We've been seeing a pickup and all that. So please go on there and share. Helps get the word out. If you like getting your friend, like I said, we'd love starting conversations, and please come back with adding it to the conversation. Yes. We love that. Yes. You can find us on Instagram at Deep Dives and Rabbit Holes. And also you can email us at Deep Dives and Rabbit Holes at Gmail.
You guys can find us on Twitter on
Deep Dives Rabbit. No, Deep Dives R.
You can find RG on Twitter.
RG Flores on Twitter.
And you guys can find me at ForTheVillain on Twitter, at Comic_Syndicate on Instagram. Guys, you guys have been nothing but awesome. This one was a random one, but again, a throwaway episode.
They're all random.
And it was a good one. We went deep on a lot of these. And
oh, yeah. So, way to go.
Fucking eye-openers and fucking be fucking aware, I guess.
Yeah. Dude. And, like, once again, I'd like to thank everyone who's been sharing and helping us out, which is great, and I love it.
I was told I cussed too much.
Oh, it is.
Go ahead. You want to end it?
One of the last podcasts, I'm like, dang. Oh, but because I think I got really into it, very passionate, and I even told executive producer Victoria, I'm like, damn, I went for crazy. Because it was a...
I got to listen to that.
The one was recently came out. But anyways, I don't want to get into it. But I'm like, I need to work on it, because I don't want it to seem like I'm going to have Tourette's or anything.
No,
like
that. Not that.
But I want it to be, when I'm passionate, cool. But
we get passionate.
I didn't want it to seem too, like, over. But I think I was just really wound up that day.
We both do, though. It was a lot. We both have these conversations, these topics where it's like, dude, but really, bitch, you're going to get pissed about this podcast.
But every one, I'm like, crap. I said, like, five times in, like, I said,
are you a Mormon?